Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Let me into your window, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Football Ramble. Ben Chilwell's off to Chelsea, but Lionel Messi has yet to leave. It's Thursday, the 27th of August. I'm Marcus Speller.
I'm Luke Moore.
And I'm Pete Donaldson.
It's Thursday already. My goodness, the week flies by.
The weekend is almost here, guys, especially for those of us who don't do a show on a Friday occasionally.
Yeah. I'm doing one tomorrow.
Oh, sorry, Luke.
Yeah. Sorry to the listeners.
Sorry to the listeners.
No, they're looking forward to it, I'm sure.
And I'm always get excited for the weekend as Thursday rolls around. Marcus, and I know you'll join me on this when you say, when you see that man, Pete Donaldson, walk into the office wearing a pair of 10-year-old Adidas Sambas, you know the party's about to get started.
Well, I was wearing big boy shoes and I've cut all my feet up with them, so...
Yeah, you can't be trusted with them.
I also attempted young man sliders as well for the outside.
You're a man who 100% refuses to try a pair of shoes on in a shoe shop.
No,
that'd be
exactly.
Fine. They're my size.
Yeah, but they're
Dundee Marcus.
Yeah, they are my size, but then you get them and you got to break them in regardless. So you've got to.
So what's the point?
You're going to be sliced up to old Billy O anyway.
Do you know what I'd like to do? I'd like to go to a shoe shop or a trainer shop, put a pair of trainers on, and when they say, do you want to wear them around, I'd like to sprint as fast as I could back and forward up
through the
shop
window
10 times and say,
the
yes,
works.
These are fine. Thank you.
I've seen Pete play football in winkle pickers.
Official football ramble game.
Yeah.
Out of the right wing. He's not beating the fullback very much.
Deliver it.
Is he doing the running man? No, he's just trying to run. Yeah.
How did he get that curl on the ball? He's toe punting it in a pair of winkle pickers.
I'm quite proud of my toe punt. I've finished off a few moves with one of those.
There you go.
Beautiful.
Is that anything to do with football, though?
Yeah, what moves are we talking about? Exactly.
Yeah, Peter. Let us move on very quickly from that foul chat to Ben Chilwell. He's joined Chelsea. 5-year deal for $45 million. Smackaroonies.
You don't hear that anymore, do you?
Yeah,
Smackaroonies.
Graduated from the Leicester Academy. Pete, you graduated from a Leicester...
Selling Park in Filbert Street. Yes, I did, yeah.
And I was more talking about your education, although that, I suppose, does come into it.
Well, we obviously said before I didn't graduate because I had an outstanding library fine, still not graduated.
I forgot about that.
Literally haven't graduated, Marcus. So.
But Peter, you're at the same table as us, mate.
Exactly. I'm at the big boys' table now.
Exactly.
With my Adidas Sambas on.
Yeah, judging on his results, not the result of the...
Not the results of the 2-2.
Not where you're
2-2
from.
In multimedia design.
It's not where you're from, it's where you're at, Pete. And is it fair to say that were you part of the reason they closed down Filbert Street?
Through to massive rat infestations. Yeah.
I just wanted that little friendship group.
Oh, and you got it.
Jackson Park.
Ben Chilwell's got a new friendship group. Is that how they call it?
A new friendship group.
It's your new friendship group.
And so you have to do the singing. Is this kind of like something you have to do at every club now? You join a club and you have to do the singing.
Should we do that? We didn't do that with like Vish or.
No, Kate, we should do. Get them on a chair.
Yes.
Actually, all of our chairs are like what do you call it? They've got wheels on.
Yeah, that would be
terrible.
I think next pub visit for the team, we should absolutely do that. And I think the initiation thing for players at a new club, I think has gone on for quite some time. But in this new world of constant social media, I think it started to come to the fore more. Do you guys remember, hopefully you do, when we covered, it would have been a year or so ago, I can't exactly remember the details, but Tammy Abraham doing it and absolutely smashing it.
Ah, that's right. Yeah.
Beautiful singing voice. Beautiful singing voice.
Oh, okay. There was people crying.
Yeah. That's just because he had signed for him.
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah, Ben Chilwell might have to get up there and do a... I think he'd have to do... Because there's Werner, there's Ziyech, there's Chilwell, there's probably one other that I can't remember.
Beach Boys.
I think they all have to do...
Chilwell Peppers? Yeah, go on. What are you going to say about that?
Yeah, he's hoping he's not giving it away too much on the pitch.
Peter, do you want to join in?
One of their member died this week.
Oh, it's disgraceful. Yeah. Early member.
Right. Very early. Yeah. And they said that on the tweet, which I thought was a bit disrespectful.
Disrespectful. Yeah. But anyway, I was just going to say, Big Frank doing the main vocals. Yeah. Like Frankie Valli.
Frank Sinatra. Mm.
Frank and those guys will be the Four Seasons.
Yeah. There you are, you see.
You're welcome to the club. Uh-huh. Do your initiation. No. But it's my rodeo.
Exactly. Yeah. Even though he's signed for 5 seasons.
Yeah.
For all seasons.
Yeah, exactly. It's funny. You know how people sort of suddenly started cottoning on that Liverpool were signing a lot of Southampton players? Well, hang on, there's a production line there. Well, it seems to be the case with Leicester and Chelsea, doesn't it? Differing success, I'll grant you, when you think of Kante and Drinkwater. But Chilwell's also gone there as well.
Does this fall down when Mahrez and Maguire, you realise, have gone to other clubs?
No. But I was thinking they've got 3 big players there.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
That's fair.
So it's you know,
don't second guess yourself.
Yeah, I don't know why Vardy's on his. No, he's not.
I think Danny Drinkwater would be absolutely delighted in August 2020 to be called a big player.
Well, that's why I said it sort of falls down because I think of Kante and I think Chilwell will do well there.
I like Joe Marcus at his best on this show when he's confident. I don't like to see him doubting himself. Yeah. And what you've done there is you've enacted the Drinkwater clause on yourself.
I know.
Yeah, and that's sad to see. But you're right. They bought them all for $24 million in total. Those players, and they've sold 5 of them for $250 million or something.
Yeah, they've sold a lot.
Decent, not a bad production line.
Yeah, but I wonder who Leicester have got to replace Chilwell, because if you think about it, when they sold Maguire, it was like, it was quite late on in the window, if I remember correctly. Forgive me if that's wrong. And then they brought in Soyuncu, and he did pretty well, and they had a decent season last year.
How long have we got left of this window? I'm a little bit worried.
Doesn't it go to the start of October, I believe?
Oh, just, okay. We're fine.
They've had a bit of an extension there. But Chilwell signing for Chelsea. Chelsea gathering a few players. Some are suggesting, Peter, that they're going to bloody push for the title next season.
I think they would get a lot more respect if they didn't have Frank Lampard
on the bench. They'd have more respect if they didn't go for the title.
Go for relegation. It'd be really good to see that team in the Championship.
Speaking of respect, when I called Frank Lampard Tim Sherwood with A-levels on this show a few weeks ago, okay. Speller was furious.
It's just not fair.
It's just not fair. Absolutely fuming with me.
It's just not fair.
Look, we've all won a Premier League winner's medal. Even you, Drinkwater.
Sorry, I think if Frank Lampard wasn't in the dugout, he would get more respect from Luke.
I like Frank, but I agree.
I think people aren't
just not that much
thinking of them as title contenders, or certainly pushing, you know, Manchester City, Liverpool that close, simply because Frank Lampard's in the managerial hot seat. He might not be by January if they don't do very well, though.
Are you suggesting with that leaky defence they can't challenge Liverpool? They only finished 33 points behind them.
Yeah, I know. And they only had the worst defensive record of a top 4 team ever. Mm. Something like that.
But that was last season.
Exactly. We're moving on. Draw a line under it,
guys. We're moving on out. Nothing can stop us.
You know that obviously Jamie Vardy isn't going to move because he signed a new deal.
Of course he signed a new deal.
Yeah. And sort of bringing these two things together, Leicester selling players and Jamie Vardy signing a new contract. Do you guys remember when he was heavily linked? Because obviously Vardy was linked in a big way to Arsenal for a while, wasn't he?
Right.
And the move didn't happen for whatever reason. Yeah. I can't really remember.
But that was a serious story. Yeah.
But he was also linked with Atletico Madrid for quite a long time.
Yeah. And we were in for that.
Yeah. And Simeone, I think Simeone was quoted as saying that he wanted him as a replacement for either Fernando Torres or Antoine Griezmann, who was about to go to Barcelona.
Right.
Obviously, he's decided not to do that, Simeone, and spent all the money on himself. Yeah. gave him, got a massive new contract.
I need another black suit.
700 grand a week, Simeone's on. We don't need Vardy. Yeah. I'll work it out myself.
Ergos and I are off to the steakhouse.
It's just a problem to be solved. I'm a great manager.
Is on ridiculous money, isn't he?
Oh, it's mad.
Oh, it's crazy.
It's absolutely mad. But it would have been interesting to see him under a Simeone team, wouldn't it?
I completely agree. I think that the way they play as well, Simeone, I believe...
The bastards.
Yeah, exactly. They are. They like... It's fair to say they like to defend. Mm. They like it up 'em. And Vardy loves a counter. Mm. So I think it actually could have worked all right. Yeah. But we'll never know because he's still with Brother Brendy. And I'm happy about that.
Brendy. I'd love to see
Father Brendy sounds better.
Father Brendy's better, I would say. Yeah.
Just, I'd love to do like a Father Cadfile Investigate style kind of...
Cadfile, that's following, a blast from the past.
You mean Father Dowling?
No, Father Cadfile. He was a monk who was a detective, of course.
Allow me to come in and clear this up.
Yep.
Father Dowling Investigates was a TV show.
Yes.
And Cadfile was a TV show.
Oh, he wasn't Father Cadfile.
And they both had similarities.
Yeah, but
it was
only,
just called Cadfile.
Men of God only solving
one,
crimes.
Only one was on terrestrial TV.
Yeah. I feel like Cadfile might have been on sort of Sunday tea time on
ITV. Yeah, it's like ITV, yeah.
Ah, there you go.
He had that wonderful... I mean, it's a sucky thing to have to do as an actor, I presume. Mm. Shave your head like Father Cadfile.
Oh, yeah.
Would have been a wig, no?
Nah.
Bold wig on. Then monk thing on.
Yeah, exactly. Layer it, bruv.
would you like to see Father Brendy have his own TV show?
I think you know the answer.
When he goes around spiritually solving people's problems.
Well, yeah. I think these days it'd be more of a YouTube show.
City have got a fine pedigree in criminologist managers, so I think...
They've got one.
Yeah,
it's better than anyone else, to be fair.
Well, that we know of. How many clubs has he managed? Loads.
No, but I'm just saying, not many.
So Aston Villa have got the same, haven't they? Celtic have got the same.
True. Yeah. Massively.
They did well in the
Ferenc Varos.
Yeah.
That was Celtic, wasn't it? Yeah.
City of Francis. Beat
is that them. What it means?
Yeah, Ferenc Varos. It's like Ferenc Puskás means Francis Rifleman.
Does it?
It's always quite nice when you...
What did I say yesterday in the WhatsApp group? We'll do a bit on that and Marcus will give us some Hungarian insight. And you have.
Mm-hmm. There we are.
Well done.
Hungarian insight with Marcus Speller.
Yeah. Although if you really want Hungarian insight, Jonathan Wilson.
Yeah. Can't say about anything to do with football.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. He certainly does. Yeah. Chelsea, though. What do you think, Luke? Do you think that Lampard will be gone by Jack? Is that your tell?
I think Lampard has made an awful crib of problems for himself.
Crib of problems.
Yeah. Continuing the Jesus theme.
It's one of my favourite tourist attractions, the crib of problems.
Yeah.
What's the Jesus theme? It's part of Scotland.
He was born in a crib by Marcus. Read your Bible, mate. Yeah.
How dare you?
That is, when you say that to a man like Marcus Speller, with your twisty moustache, coming here like a musketeer.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
I'm loving my twisty moustache.
Do I think about Chelsea? I think that if I may be allowed to speak in a cliche for just a very, very small moment, even the best players...
Only
have the ball at their feet for a very, very small amount of time when taking into account a 90-minute game. Mm-hmm. So as a result, what does that mean? It means what you do without the ball is really important.
Yeah.
And Lampard's Chelsea need to improve without the ball a great deal. Mm-hmm. But with a signing like Chua, who I think, I've said this already, I think is a little bit overrated. I think when it comes to England players, I think I probably underrate them a bit and you overrate them a bit, Marcus.
That's not true.
Well, I'm just putting it out
there. Joe Hart's still a world beater.
I think he's underrated. But I do think he's an improvement on what they got. I know that Lampard didn't... You could tell by the selections he made last season. Lampard didn't really like Alonso for whatever reason. Yeah. Didn't really want Emerson for whatever reason. Yeah. Has clearly got...
Englishman.
Yeah. No, for better or worse, though, Lampard, he's clearly got some pretty strong ideas of what he wants to do. So he'll succeed or fail on his own basis. Yeah. Is Chilwell an upgrade? Yes, he is. Are the players they've signed an upgrade? Yes, they are. So it stands to reason they should be more improved next season. If they bring in Declan Rice, which has been linked, that's another improvement.
And Thiago Silva, it looks like time recording hasn't happened.
But hugely experienced.
Yeah.
Mm. Might struggle for a number of reasons, but could be really, really
even just for
them.
A season, you know, helping. Yeah. You set
think,
the sort
haven't
of...
they offered him a 2-year deal, though, I think?
Have they just...
So I think overall, in summary, to stop rambling on, yes, I think they'll be improved. Yes, I think Lampard's done well so far.
Out by January.
But I really enjoy calling him Tim Sherwood with A-levels, and I'm not going to stop doing that.
No. But out by January, are you backing Pete Donaldson?
If he gets in the top 4 again next season... Yeah. He'll be Tim Sherwood with a degree.
Yeah.
A distinction.
And if he wins the league, a master's degree.
Yeah. A HND foundation course.
Oh, I've got an HND. You leave me
have
out.
You? Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. Okay. Not everybody is a Bachelor of Science around this table.
No.
Yeah. Lionel Messi, gentlemen. Before we talk about Newcastle
United, which one's it again?
Let's talk about Lionel Messi. His dad is reportedly already in England to discuss a two-year deal with Manchester City. Manchester City are being touted today. We can only go on what we're hearing today.
Can I ask a really important question?
Yes.
How many men of a certain age who look slightly Mediterranean are currently in service stations throughout the country claiming to be Lionel Messi's dad?
Yes, good point. Does anyone know what he looks like?
Great scam.
Specifically in the Manchester area. Lionel Messi doesn't look particularly Mediterranean, though, does he?
No. Mm. I've never seen what his dad looks like.
Yeah. We don't know what his dad looks like, ladies and gentlemen.
No.
Jorge Messi, he looks D.I. Burnside from The Bill.
He does, actually. He looks like Messi as well, which is obviously because he's his dad. But I mean, he does look like him than I expected.
He looks like a sleuth.
Mm. Yeah.
He looks like a bodyguard, to be honest. He's always standing behind Leo Messi with a with sunglasses on.
What would you give him out of 10 on the Neymar's dad scale? Neymar's dad's a 10, obviously.
Yeah. We will find out because we've not heard much about his father.
I mean, Leo Messi's dad looks about, you'd probably say, obviously over 50, but otherwise they got problems.
He'd have to be over 50, wouldn't he?
Yeah. Messi's 33.
But I'm just saying, Leo Messi's hair is very brown, just saying, guys.
Uh-huh. What, his dad's gone grey?
Yeah, his dad's gone grey. So I'm just saying that Leo Messi's probably got a few grey hairs that are not present in his current barnet.
Have you heard that Rivaldo has said that Manchester City and Lionel Messi, it would be a good fit? He thinks he's going to go there. And he said, I even think Pep will mould the team around him.
Wow, big shout.
Yep.
Yeah.
Big shout. I think I heard the show yesterday. Obviously, I heard what you guys had to say. You visioned Jim Marcus. I think he's...
I said 50-50 whether he's going to leave.
You can't say 100% because obviously anything can happen. I'd be very, very surprised if he doesn't leave.
Well, you can believe it 100%.
I think as near as you can get to 100%, I think he's going.
99%.
And I think, yeah, okay, fine. And I think City is the place. I think I listened to something yesterday on the radio that said that PSG is unlikely for a couple of different reasons because apparently they're really focused on getting extended deals for Neymar and Mbappe. Mm. So they're focusing on that. I think Man City's... Do you know what? And part of it is being clouded by the fact that I'd love him to be in the Premier League.
David
Silva. I think Man City's
big
the
shoes to fill.
Yeah, true. I think we can manage it.
PSG being PSG, though, a global brand. I mean, those three up top. Come on.
It would be shit, though, wouldn't it? It would just be shit.
It would be shit.
It would be crap.
But it's not about football. Frequently not about football,
no, it's not.
Is it?
For some reason, possibly because I live in England and I watch a lot more Premier League, I don't think it's as shit if he goes to Man City. And there's also the Guardiola factor, the re-linking up with Guardiola.
Yeah, but Pep Guardiola and Messi have already cemented their relationship, cemented their legacy. Why would Pep do that to himself, a star that has to be regarded as being on the win? His stats are going only in one direction. He's priced himself out of the market completely to a handful of maybe two or three clubs. Outside of China and maybe Turkey,
wages though.
I mean, what is it, 50 million euros a year wages? Would you not take if you're going to get him on a free offer like under 100 million? If you get him on a free, it makes business sense. But I would say spending an outlay of anything north of like 75 million, I think it's not great business. Would you say?
It's all about
for Barcelona though. They need to get rid of the president. It may be very unpopular with the people storming the stadium last night, but like you sort of think, well, he has to serve the people who put money into the club, and they are in massive debt. If they can clear 50 million euros off the outlay at a time where you're not really selling VIP packages to go and watch Leo Messi at the stadium, I kind of think it's probably a decent deal.
I saw a funny quote from a spokesman today from Barcelona, and it was something about Lionel Messi has got a 98% approval rating from Barcelona fans.
Yeah,
98%.
And he said, the spokesman said, I'd like to find those 2%. But here's why I think he'll leave.
I never give 5 stars out of 5, just on principle.
You can always be better. Here's why I think he'll leave, because he now realises the tipping point's been reached, and at 33, he cannot wait around for a new team to be built. There's no time for it. So if you look at what's happening with them, you guys said yesterday something I've also read, that pretty much everyone, with the exception of a handful of players at Barcelona, are effectively able to leave. They want to move them on. They want to rebuild. Mm-hmm. For a 33-year-old Lionel Messi, who I think, by the way, can play at the top level till he's probably 40, but that doesn't mean that his numbers won't decline, as you're saying, Pete. He can't wait around realistically, to compete at the top end for Champions League medals for another 3 years. Mm-hmm. And Barcelona, let's be fair, you can't read too much into individual games, but we all know they're miles off it. They're not going to win it next season. Mm. That makes him 34.
No, but if
are they going to win it the following one? It's harder and harder. If he goes to a ready-made, oven-ready team now...
But who are oven-ready?
I think Man City could do it. Yeah, and I think PSG could do it.
I still think Liverpool are the best side in Europe. And despite them not having won the trophy, Bayern are up there as well. Other than that, though, Man City, yeah, you know, PSG.
Does he make all those teams better, do you think?
Of course he makes any team better.
Exactly.
Makes any team better, obviously, because he's probably one of the greatest players of all time. But I, Manchester City, I get all that. You know, if he can link up with Guardiola again and so on. I think that makes sense, and I'd love to see him in the Prem. I love the thought of, you know, people, Manchester City fans going, oh, Pep, what are you going to do to catch Liverpool? That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
You know, I like
then,
that.
In the background, Phil Foden just goes, oh, fucking yeah.
But it's like, but it kind of reeks a little bit of a power player that's gone awry. It's gone ahead of him a little bit. He's like,
I think he wants to go, honestly. Yeah. I
had a friend of a friend a little while ago who, after 20 years of marriage and two kids, decided...
Friend of a friend, is that me?
Marcus will be good.
announced to his wife that he thinks that they should have an open relationship. And the wife eventually agreed.
And what did this friend's wife say, Pete?
I like your moustache, Peter. You look very handsome. Yeah. No, they went down that route, and he soon found that his wife was way more successful on the old Tinder. So, yeah. And he was consigned
Messi in this analogy? The woman?
Messi is the husband who decides that he wants to
spread his wings. Barcelona?
Yes. So Barcelona will always be successful because they are Barcelona.
Right, that's what you mean.
Barcelona is always going to be bigger than Lionel Messi, however talented that man is. Maybe not at this point.
Yeah, long term.
But long term.
Simon Cooper did a really interesting article in the FT yesterday where he said, the title of the article was something like how Barcelona FC became Messi FC.
Yeah. Mm.
And we talked about this, Marcus. We did an on the continent event. Mm-hmm. About Barcelona,
right.
Didn't we?
In a cinema.
And we talked about Messi, and I was arguing to the mostly unresponsive crowd that
Ronaldo was better.
that Messi moving on from Barcelona is a bigger deal than any coach they've ever had.
Yeah.
You could argue since whatever it would be, Cruyff or whatever. Mm-hmm. I think because he's symbolic of that Guardiola era. Now I know Guardiola was a massive coach for Barcelona, and you know the greatest ever statistically or whatever. But Messi is still symbolising that era, and he's still a hangover from that era. And they have to move on from him at some point. Mm.
Why not do it now? I mean? It makes sense to do it now.
Because he's running the club, and it looks like it's detrimental. If he gets a fresh start, it kind of suits everyone.
Well, that's why if you know, when Koeman goes in there and says you've lost your privilege, big boy.
That's a quite the season for me, by the way.
But I agree with Vish on that one. That could have been delivered in a million different ways.
No, of course.
And it could have been talked about a million different things.
Let's pretend.
Yeah, but we want to deliver it our way.
How was your first day at work, dear? Okay. Yeah, okay.
I walked into prison and punched the biggest block. Turns out he's massive. Yeah. Beating shit out of me.
He didn't flinch.
He didn't didn't go down.
This is going to descend into Ronald Koeman and every press conference having to say, I scored an amazing free kick in 1992 for this club.
Though, didn't he?
Yeah, but that's... But
they're being managed by a
gift. He's now going to be remembered as... The man who fucked all this up.
No, but he's not the man who messed it up, though, is he? Because
he's still thinking about Ronnie.
I'm still thinking about
Ronnie.
Still thinking about Ronnie's Twitter.
I'm still thinking about that foul on David Platt. No, Bartomeu is the one, and the board have messed this up, of course. But with
either
Messi,
way, this ends with Koeman getting fired. Well, so he may as well take a swing. He may as well body a few people on the way down.
What they should be aiming for is to keep Messi at the club, and how it should end. According, you know, I'm sure a lot of Barcelona fans want this. I said this, I think it was on yesterday's show.
Ingrained in amber, like a mosquito.
Would you bloody let me, right?
His nickname is the Flea.
It is. Yeah. It should end with Messi helping the next sort of generation and the next... Koeman likes to play the young players, as he says, it talks about as being a Dutch tradition. There are other Dutch traditions. We'll leave that there. But to be the kind of elder statesman of the side, but it's Lionel Messi, so he can inspire. Almost like Cantona in that Manchester United side.
Yeah.
If you see what I mean. Not a great comparison, but perhaps you'll let me have that. And and that's what he should do. And then and so Messi does that, gets them back to where they want to be, or at least in the direction they're going. And then in 2 years' time, or perhaps 3 years' time, then he goes to Newell's in Argentina for a romantic return or something like that. That's how I think that a lot of people would think this should end. And if it ends on a note of, well, we got humped 8-2, the border shit, I've had enough, piss off, see you later, bye.
Would
be an extremely sad ending to one of the most talked about careers in sports history.
Was that not what Messi's job 3 years ago, though? To transition?
No, because if you think about it, 5 years ago they won a treble under Luis Enrique. Luis Suarez is he came in, what was it, sort of however long ago he came in. You know, the side was excellent then. I mean, the transition, they've spent poorly. This is what I mean. This is why it's not Koeman who's messed it up, or obviously it can't be Messi that messes it up. It's the board they've spent poorly, blah, 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 blah. I think Koeman is the right man to come in and try and get some youth in there and try and sort of regenerate them, get them going, because they seem to have got a few managers in, or he'll do for this season, or he'll do for a bit of part this season. You need someone who's going to come in for at least a few years, and Koeman is a club man, which is why I think he's a good fit. If you think about Luis Enrique, didn't do much before Barcelona. Obviously, Pep didn't. Slightly different circumstances because he's gone on to be the man. We've mentioned Frank Rijkaard. I think Koeman fits that, and I think that should be what should happen here. But Messi seems now quite determined to leave by the looks of it, which is why...
He sent his burro fax.
Yeah,
obsessed with that.
All the coaches they've hired for the last however many years have been hired effectively to keep Messi happy.
Yeah.
And this is the first one that probably hasn't been. Yeah. So we'll see what happens. But in summary, I think he'll go.
Okay.
That's what I think.
I'm still 50-50.
Okay. Lamar over here.
Yeah.
Thomas Lamar. He plays for Atletico, not for...
He does. So there we are. All right, ladies and gentlemen. We did promise Newcastle United. We'll talk about them after the break.
Ugh.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We're nearly at the end of the Premier League season, so I'm pretty drained. So many tense matches, and some not so tense, as well as point deductions, a battle for the title, and teams on the brink of relegation. All that suspense has me needing a well-deserved break. With the year in full swing, it can be easy to get swept up in work, social engagements, even keeping up with all this football, and we can spread ourselves too thin. But with therapy, you can learn to prioritise your time and really recharge your batteries. It's helpful for learning how to set personal boundaries and empowering you to be the best version of yourself, because you should spend your time on your own terms. So, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/ramble today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ramble.
Welcome back, everybody. We begin the second half with this.
We concentrate on the topics. We're pretty good on many topics today.
It's time for the topics, everybody. If you could dress a football manager, who would you choose and what are they wearing?
And let's give ourselves some credit for keeping the memory of Daniel Farker alive. I mean, I keep saying this, but he's not going to get as much press from the Football Ramble probably next season because he's no longer in the Premier League. But we are keeping his name. We're putting respect
on his
name.
We're keeping the home fires burning.
Yeah, we're putting respect on his name. Email first up from Neil Laws, who says, for one away game a season, managers
Go on.
Managers should have to wear the complimentary shower cap, robe and slippers from the hotel they stayed in the night before, but nothing else.
Nothing else.
Right, and the reason I like this is because you will be able to look at the quality of hotel a manager is staying in.
Yes.
By that. And, and some hotels, as we all certainly in this room know, because we've stayed in some stinkers over the years, don't even give you a robe.
Yeah.
Mm. So you're there with your old chap flopping around.
Flopping
in
around.
In a pair of slippers and a shower cap.
Yeah. Well, that could cover the shyness of the willy.
Could
I guess. Could you make a little rudimentary set of pants with dental floss and a shower cap?
Dental floss.
Jordan Bennett.
If it's giving out dental floss in the hotel for free, it's got to give out a robe.
At the very least, a revealing kimono.
The robe for me is always too small.
Someone mentioned Big Sam in a kimono the other day.
The arms are always too small.
Yeah.
That is a very
accurate,
sexually chilling image.
I think the hotel robes are designed to have short arms. So,
yeah, it makes me feel weird. I don't like it.
Why? You want your arms covered up? Yeah. Your arms.
I want to feel luxurious.
Is he ink?
I want to feel luxurious in a robe. I want to be swaddled in it.
You're in a hotel robe. Bring your own robe. So you've got
takes up a lot of packing space. I like to pack light. But I like this suggestion from Neil. I think it's worthy of being on the show.
Mm.
You know, big Stevie Bruce in a massive hotel bathrobe would
business.
Look great. It would look great.
The Pompey Ibis I stayed in. Oh, Ibis. Oh.
Yeah, that's dark. Again,
that
chilling.
Did not even have soap, if I remember rightly. And we'd like to
some of them have just got a little... Like in the public toilet thing. Oh, yeah, the
like
thing,
a squidgy dispenser. Got an email from Kelly Bittner. Bitters! I'd love to see managers go full Major League Baseball. Manager has to wear the same uniform as the players. Four words, Steve Bruce in shorts.
There's Brucey again. He does wear shorts quite a bit, doesn't he,
Brucey?
I've
seen Brucey in shorts. Yeah.
I mean, a lot of people actually forget that he was quite a gifted defender in his day.
Great player. Yeah. Some would say the best player to never play for England.
Yep, I'd have that.
Wouldn't they?
Probably Lionel Messi.
Okay.
Fetters.
Well, listen, if he's naturalised in time.
He's absolutely got you there, mate.
Can I also say that on this thing from Kelly, that in NFL, the coaches, the head coaches, never, ever wear anything other than team-orientated, like sportswear. So even on the Super Bowl, they won't wear a suit
I'm sure I've seen them wear
they
suits.
They won't. They don't wear suits.
Oh. Is that because they get the water chucked over them, do you think?
The Gatorade.
They don't want to ruin a
Sometimes it's a big thing of Gatorade. Just
yeah, imagine that.
I don't think so. Not in a post-COVID environment.
No, not now.
But so in America, I don't know about basketball. I think in basketball and hockey and stuff, they do wear suits. But in NFL, for some reason, the head coaches never, ever, I've never seen them wearing a suit.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So it's what I'm
You're
saying.
Sticking
to
your neck out there, we're going to get a lot of emails.
We will. And what I'm saying to Kelly there is, I think this already exists in not just in baseball, but in NFL as well.
Well, speaking of suits, everybody, Alex Antliff on Twitter says every manager wears one of Liverpool's infamous cream Armani suits. Every single team subsequently turns into a bottle job.
Alex.
Was it a bottle job or were Man United just better on the day?
It was a dreadful
terrible
game. The 1996 FA Cup final.
Was that Cantona's volley?
Yeah. David Jones comes from across and misses it. Yeah.
Oh, Cantona did very well, but I mean, it should never have gone in from Liverpool's point of view.
No.
They had that quarter kit, sort of white and green.
That's right,
a bit of black as well in there, I think.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah.
It was a thoroughly disappointing affair. Alex, thanks for that memory, you sod.
Yeah.
So there we are. That, what, ladies and gentlemen, was...
We concentrate on the topics.
The topics.
We're pretty good at many topics today.
Of course, we'll be back with a brand new question for the topics tomorrow, so do listen in. Right, we promised you Newcastle United, everybody. They are having a mayor, unsurprisingly.
I love this. This is not news.
No.
But it still gets in there.
It's exactly.
It's just an endless dull pain, isn't it? Yeah. I should really see someone about that. It's just at the bottom of my
I've
ribs.
I've just learned to live with it.
You know? They are the absolute tennis elbow of the Premier League. the housemaid's knee of the Premier League.
Does this concern you, Peter? Apparently, their only current available and fit striker is Andy Carroll.
Look, the way that they all played last season, I'll take that.
He scored a great goal in pre-season.
Did score against Crewe, a cracker against Crewe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How long can he stay fit, really, is the...
that's the problem. I mean, Dwight Gayle is injured himself in that match after setting up Christian Atsu. Remember that guy?
Uh-huh.
But he overextended his knee, which is interesting because Andy Carroll has hypermobility, so he's been learning, at least.
Yeah.
He's learned something from Andy Carroll, but, you know, how to operate in the 18-yard box.
Marcus, read the next fact. No,
well, hang on. Because, all right. Their four strikers scored 6 goals between them last season.
Look.
She's like mastermind.
As I said before.
Keep giving Pete
as I said before.
Which team am I talking about? Pete, you said before we came in the studio, we mentioned Andy Carroll. Pete, with all sincerity, said he was unlucky not to score last season.
He was unlucky not to score that last season. And I also said that Joey Linden has the same shots per game record as Joe Willock.
He's got a clause in his contract, Andy Carroll. It says, if you're unlucky not to score last season, you get a bonus.
You do get a bonus, yeah.
6 goals between them.
Pete, that's the sort of thing you say in a game, not across a whole season.
Still.
Isn't it?
Jeff Hendricks, all right, isn't he?
Yeah.
It's a 7 out of 10 every match.
Indeed. I think that's not goals, though.
I think people should put some respect on Jeff.
No, I think Newcastle United, they're a fine club.
Hendrick is a solid Premier League performer.
Look, Newcastle United.
He's looking tanned, he's looking happy, he's looking healthy. Looks in November.
Has he taken the wrong turn to Newcastle?
How's the tan going to help him? Well, the club have asked fans which Newcastle players they'll be picking for their fantasy football teams. Of course, Jeff Hendrick has signed. They'll get the Jeff Hendrick experience. Matty Longstaff has signed a 2-year deal. Stuff's happening.
They're the fighters they included in the
tweet. Yeah. Hopefully Carroll's luck will be in this season. Mm. Some replies included absolutely none. Dubravka only, because he had to make 19 saves a game. And one said, I'd probably put in our left back and striker, except I can't because you won't fucking buy one. So it's...
Why are they saying McDanny Ross? Like, he must be on some decent wages or something. I can't figure it out.
I don't know.
Big Gareth, Gareth's giving him the custard pie as well. Mm. Terrible times for Danny.
I saw him at Southampton last season. And when Newcastle saw fit to find him on the field, I thought he was approaching... the summit of his powers, and I thought, why didn't this keep him
Danny Rose?
Danny Rose,
the summit of his powers.
The summit of his age.
He was approaching the summit of his powers.
What his
My powers
what
are
he
up
can
there
offer.
Somewhere.
When he, how old is 30? How old he is now? I thought that's what I expected from Danny Rose, but we only got a couple of glimpses of it.
He's 30. He's out of contract. At Spurs next summer, I think. And he said that he wants to just play his contract out and finish, doesn't he?
Right, yeah.
He says quite a lot of stuff, doesn't he, about what he wants to do with his career and how much he is or isn't enjoying football. I'm not really sure. Obviously, it was just a loan move. Mm-hmm. But he's back at Spurs now, is he training?
Yeah, he's
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, fair enough.
When Newcastle are looking at both Callum Wilson and Gonzalo Higuain.
Where's
Higuain come from?
Looking at him.
Yeah.
We can all look at him.
Yeah. We're looking at Messi as
well. Where's Higuain come from?
The internet, Marcus. Where everything comes from.
The internet. Yeah. The same internet that said Gerard Piqué was going to sign for Fulham. Still not heard anything.
We both enjoyed it.
That's the thing. Enjoy these things. Mm. Just to see your club named against like a World Cup Champions League winner. Just enjoy that.
Bournemouth fire sale, we're in. Exactly.
Would PK be able to usurp T Ream?
No, I don't think so.
No.
Certainly not Virgil van Mike.
Fulham can only defend better.
Yeah. I suppose, maybe to accommodate him a back three.
When he turned up, Tim Ream would go, you can walk my pants, you can wear my boots.
Go on.
Okay. Nah, I don't want
to. Give me another 20 seconds.
I don't want to.
All right, okay.
Yeah. A bit off more than I could chew there. Like Ronnie Koeman.
Yeah, you're the best thing.
Obviously, Callum Wilson is probably one of the more doable and obtainable footballers.
I think Callum Wilson would be out of his tiny mind to go within 100 miles of St James's Park. That's my take
That's
on that.
So
well,
hard.
The problem Bournemouth had last season was they didn't create enough chances.
Yeah.
He didn't get the ball in the box enough. And Newcastle are a team who stayed in the Premier League, didn't create enough chances, didn't spend enough time in the box. Yeah. So I don't know what to make of that, quite frankly.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the good news is four teams of the Football League. Apparently, the games in the Football League will be available to stream next season.
Mm.
Have you heard this?
It's a solid idea. Clubs are finding it hard to make money, and they have to diversify where they're going to be getting that money from. So,
well, if you want to see who Newcastle are going to sign next summer, then
no, they're going to be linked with.
They're linked with. That's right. Yeah. Well, all games not currently being televised will be streamed online, subject to review from early October.
Well, I think it's a nice solution because people can't go to watch their team, can they? I mean, we've heard that some of the more modern stadiums will, from October under the current plans, which obviously change all the time, will be able to go to about 30% capacity. But some of the stadiums aren't suitable for that. If you take the team I support, Portsmouth, I don't really see how Fratton Park, being that it's been there since I think 1898, can realistically enforce social distancing in the communal areas or in the travel to the stadium or going through the turnstiles and stuff. So it's probably not going to be possible for them to satisfy criteria to get even 30% in their ground. So this is a really important development. It's on EFL.com. There was an iFollow model where you could watch individual games from your team in the Football League anyway. I think I don't really know what the difference is here. Perhaps that they're just showing a lot more games than they did before. But you know, £10 a game, I think it is. It's not too bad.
I mean,
the clubs do have to make a few quid as well, you know.
Yeah, but it depends if. So, I, as I said, I think when I was on last week, that different clubs are doing different things with the season tickets. Mm-hmm. So they want the season tickets to be renewed. Of course, a lot of people renew theirs automatically. Mm. You get credit or you get a refund depending on what club it is. Mm-hmm. I don't know whether this is over and above. If you've already got a season ticket, it's not been made clear yet in the reports.
I think if you've got it, from what I've read, if you've got a season ticket, you can watch the
matches. Oh, so it's included.
But it's £10 for the away matches as well.
Thanks, Pete.
Well, I'm Petey D.
Yeah, Petey. Your team's not even in the Football League.
Not yet.
No. TikTok. Tick fucking talk.
You're big on TikTok, aren't you?
Yes.
That sounds like a really crap British gangster sort of thing.
Tick fucking talk.
Yeah. I watch Legend. I've not got all day, Marcus, mate.
Tick Legend.
You watch the Craze again.
Watch the Craze again.
The legendary Craze.
I'll find me a first shooter.
You do it,
Freddy Craddock. You
can't. You've got to clench your teeth.
I'll find me a first shooter.
That's much better than mine. It's annoying.
I know yours was all right.
Here I go.
I came here for a shootout.
I came here for a shootout.
Anyway.
Shootout on there.
Hang on a minute. What's this guy's name doing in the running order?
What?
Matthew Flamini. We haven't talked about him for a while.
Flamini Tremini at them library.
Yeah, it's him. Apparently he gave an interview on footballers' social responsibility. Just because he co-founded GF Biochemicals, focusing on finding suitable alternatives to oil-based products. Do-gooder.
Get back in your lane. Get back in your hemp Tesla.
Pinko.
Greta Flamberg.
Make me sick. Pathetic.
That's a bit rich, isn't it? You used to hang out with Gunnosaurus. What's in that blooming t-shirt cannon? CO2. Fuck you.
Yeah.
It's interesting. Breathing air.
Just before Pete gets...
Being an eco-warrior.
Pay soldiers footballers' wages.
Just because Pete said Greta... What was it? Flamberg.
Yeah,
that just deserved a little nod.
Did
I thought that was good.
Right.
So... Matthew Flamini is a disgusting hypocrite. No. I don't think that.
He's doing well. He's doing good.
This article.
He's only 36. I guess he was playing.
Playing up until very recently. Yeah. Playing up until very recently.
I see, ladies and gentlemen.
This article was one of the most interesting things. Possibly the most interesting interview of footballer I've read in many and many years.
In the Guardian, obviously.
Because it was conducted while he was running around, by the sounds of things.
Yeah, that's right. Obviously quite an interesting character. But he has been doing this real... He's got a real interest in environmental sustainability. And that's a passionate area of mine. My wife works in this area. She's always waxing lyrical about it. It's really important for lots of obvious reasons. And this is the cause that he's decided that he wants to support. And he talks very eloquently about growing up near the beach and the beach being polluted with plastic and saying that, you know, if this carries on when my kids are growing up, they're not going to have a beach to play with or my grandkids or whatever. And it really... reminded me of what Marcus Rashford did. Slightly different area, but two players who are being shaped by their own personal experiences, doing things that are important to them. And I wonder if we'll see an awful lot more of this, because as Pete is massively fond of saying, and I don't disagree with him, where our political leaders, our proper leaders, look like on these big issues, lots of social issues particularly, they are failing, they're falling short. Are people, powerful, wealthy people, in this case athletes, going to step in and take responsibility? And if they do, they could have a real chance with their financial backing, their connections, all their all the things they've got backing them up to make a real difference. And the most telling quote in the article I found was he just said, I think towards the end of it, and he's talking about, I guess he was talking about footballers, but he said, we won't accept being told to shut up anymore. Mm-hmm. What he's saying is we won't accept people saying, you're a footballer, stay in your lane. It's happening in the US right now with basketball. They're not accepting being told to shut up and dribble, as someone famously said, or infamously so, I should say. People are, these athletes are now taking responsibility. And I think we could be on the cusp of a really interesting new era in society, because it's so well connected and because these athletes are now so wealthy and so powerful. And if they can use that to, use it for good, then good on them, I say.
Well, it's not even, I mean, obviously it's not even a social issue. I mean, it's national security, effectively, the threat of climate change. But, I mean, at the end of the day, he's a businessman who owns a company that will make money out of biochemicals. So it's perhaps not as...
Flamini's flammables.
Yeah. Inflammables, maybe. Yeah, I don't know. That's what you want, won't you? Combustion engines.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. But yeah, yeah, at the end of the day, he's a businessman who wants to make money at the end of the day. But if he can, with that, provide a social message that cuts through all the greasy oil from the cracking tower.
He makes a few quid, we get some nice products.
Yeah, but we shouldn't put making money and the environment on the ends of a spectrum.
No.
If everyone wins, right? I mean, he's been doing this for years. He's invested... The article's really interesting. I recommend people read it. As Marcus has already said, it's in The Guardian. I think Hector Bellerin is the next one on this kind of social awareness production line, and he said he was inspired by Flamini.
Yeah.
He said Flamini would get changed after training into a suit because he'd be off to some meeting somewhere. So Flamini has been doing this for a long time, and he's invested a lot of his own money in it. If it makes a return for him financially, great. What's important though is his company, I believe, specializes in alternatives to fossil fuels, which is a big thing. So look, everyone can make a difference in their own way, I hope, and he's trying to do that. I thought it was fascinating. I thought it was worth talking about today. Yeah. So there we go.
Well, you're right. It is Flamini's inflammables, isn't it? If he's trying to do that.
Yeah.
When Aaron Ramsey and Matthew Flamini were teammates, I asked Aaron Ramsey about this, and I said, is Flamini going to save the planet? To which he replied, not while he's driving that big old sports car.
A little bit rich, isn't it?
I love a big story ending on one of Speller's Wicked Whispers.
Well, I would like to leave the last word for this particular part of the show to Matthew Flamini, who said, we speak too much about negative things. Let's speak about beautiful things. Let's speak about love. Let's unite people. And buy me products.
Yeah, that's the better quote than what I said.
Let's talk about beautiful things, baby. So get on board that environmentally sound train.
It's absolutely our role on this show to take the piss out of everything that happens, and we've done that here.
Yeah.
But we should also acknowledge he's doing a good thing.
Exactly.
Yeah. And if he makes a bit of wedge in the middle, Pete, sue him.
Has he got a better office than the Regis that the Newcastle takeover was based in?
Almost certainly.
Yeah. Okay.
Almost
what office
certainly.
Was that?
It was one in
Pete's,
Paris.
Pete's spare room.
I did some.
Are you behind this Newcastle United latest
I'm
bit?
Saying it's not that difficult. I'm up for it.
Yeah. Look.
Like last week we were talking about this. I said, look, all we need is a shit Newcastle players, of which there have been a million, to back the bid.
Little GoFundMe.
Little Michael Schopper. I'm sure Michael Schopper would move from his previous position.
I've no doubt he's for sale.
Heading up.
You're going to make a consortium transfer bid for Michael Schopper to your consortium?
Yeah, to my consortium,
Look, you're right. Sometimes we talk about serious things, we take the piss a lot and so on. But I'd like to end with perhaps a story we should take more seriously. Elche, or Elche, forgive pronunciation, the side who have just been promoted to... La Liga.
Just got a new coach.
They have got a new coach. Do you know who they were linked with just moments before they got him in?
Go on.
Diego Armando Maradona.
Why is that a good idea? And why does this story keep happening?
He's a current manager of Gimnasia in Argentina. You've got to get him out of that contract. He won't just walk away.
Gimnasia are a name as well. Why are they doing that?
I just don't like the idea of them having Elche having the big... pre-season meeting and the chairman saying, right, here's the plan for the new season. Slide one, Maradona. You don't want to see it.
No.
You don't want to see that.
Why is he there?
What's he said about us? No, nothing.
It's what we're saying about him.
And here he is. Please welcome Big Fart. Yeah. He just walks in the door. Says he's better than Pele and fucks off.
But manages two games in between times.
Taking free kicks with a cigar
on. Yeah. I mean, I absolutely love it. Ladies and gentlemen, I can't get enough of it.
You got up through a playoff, guys. Come on.
I mean, for selfish reasons, it is a shame they've gone for someone who looks to be a slightly more serious manager.
That's so annoying.
I don't know who Jorge Almirón is, but I'm going to make a bet, and I think it's a safe bet.
Yeah. He's a better manager.
He might be a more credible alternative, but we'll see, won't we? The proof of the pudding will be in the eating.
I'll tell you something, if you haven't seen it, watch Maradona, I forget what the title is, Maradona in Mexico, when he managed Sinaloa, in Sinaloa, Mexico. Actually, you come away with a bit more respect for him, believe it or not.
I've got a huge amount of respect for him.
The way he galvanises those players, it is quite something.
Just by being himself, I expect.
Yeah, yeah. Not, don't be that much yourself.
I mean, don't take cocaine in the box. In the box? What do you call them things? Dugouts. In the box. Dugout.
No, he was pretending to eat the grass, like Robbie Fowler.
Like the other day when Steve McManaman called the cool box the water chest.
Yeah.
Say what you see, Steve. Nice. Say what you see.
I like that. So there we are. It looks like we're not going to get Maradona in La Liga.
No.
Well, at that club.
Yeah.
Ronald Koeman might not be long for this world, and Maradona has got links to that illustrious old lady.
There must be more South American Jorge Mendezes, surely.
There's got to be. There absolutely has to be. Well, there we are, ladies and gentlemen. What a note to finish on. What a fabulous show, if I may say so myself. On tomorrow's show, Kate Luke and Vish.
Yeah, Kate defends her Luke's game title, controversially won from Andy Brassel last week. Vish, I've already spoken to him on the phone this week, and he smells blood. He wants to be the lineal champion, so tune in for that tomorrow.
100% record of Vish, am I right in saying?
One from one?
Yeah.
Yeah, solid.
Nugent-esque.
Solid, yeah, exactly. We'll see how he gets on tomorrow with Kate.
Absolutely, there we are. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's been an absolute pleasure. Say goodbye, Luke Moore.
Goodbye.
Say goodbye, Pete Donaldson.
Ta-da.
And it's goodbye from me.
This was a Stakhanov production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.